Afternoon, CITR 101.9 FM. The time is now 16 minutes past 5, and this is Saint-Tropez, and it's the condensed edition of Saint-Tropez, minus 16 minutes, because normally I start the show at 5, but not feeling too well today, and it's made me a little bit sluggish, so it's a little bit later getting to the station, but Jonathan of Shameless was a trooper and was hanging in there until I got here, so he's awesome. And yeah, hopefully, even though it's a shorter edition, hopefully it's going to be a little bit sweeter. Ha ha ha, bad pun. But since I'm already running out of time here, let's play some music. This is the Mary Wannettes. They're from Sweden, and this is a really great song called Under the Guillotine, which I kind of feel like right now, not feeling too well, but it's a pretty great song, so check it out. Under the Guillotine by the Mary Wannettes.
the hospital. I couldn't do anything right when I'm with someone like you.
Sure.
whispers and tears that final taste before you're taken away. Odds, ends, final amends. Alright to say it just as long as you don't really think so. Cheers, whispers and tears, that final taste before you're taken away. Odds, ends, final amends. Alright to say it just as long as you don't really think so.
I was expecting something.
CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Saint-Tropez. I'm your host, Christine. That was Roik Sop from their album Junior with This Must Be It, with guest vocals by Karen Dreyer, or Dreyer from The Knife. And The Knife is one of those bands that I've been meaning to check out for a long time, and I hear such great things about them, and I probably would like love them and play them on my show all the time, but there's just too many bands out there. But that's a really great song. Roik Sop are from Denmark, I think, and I always get all my little Scandinavian countries mixed up sometimes. Well, not Sweden, because I like a lot of Swedish bands, but I believe Roik Sop are from Denmark. Anyway, they're pretty great. Are they from Norway? Oh, no. But good to hear that they've got a new album out. And before that, we heard Canada's very own Junior Boys, and they're from Hamilton. And that's an album called Be Gone, Dull Care. And the song is called Parallel Lines. And I chose that song because I love the album by Blondie. And that's my really annoying cell phone in the background because I forgot to turn it off. So it's just going to ring and ring and be really annoying. And it's going to have to stop any minute now. Anyway, Canadian Content by Christine and Friendly Fires from their self-titled album In the Hospital. And the Marijuanettes, Under the Guillotine, from their self-titled album. And I'm going to play you a band called It Hugs Back, Inside Your Guitar. It's an album called Inside Your Guitar, and the track is called Unaware. And I haven't heard much about these guys, but they're British, and should be good. They're sort of shoegazy. So without further ado, this is It Hugs Back from their album Inside Your Guitar. Thank you.
watching the world so small below. I love the dreaming when I think of the safety in the clouds out my window. I wonder what keeps us so high up. Could there be love beneath these wings? If we suddenly fall, should I scream out? Or keep very quiet and cling to my mouth as I'm crying? So frightened of dying, relax, yes, I'm trying, but fear's got a hold on me. Yes, this fear's got a hold on me. Yes, this fear's got a hold on me. I love the quiet of the nighttime. When the sun is drowned in a deathly sea, I can feel my heart beating as I speed from the sense of time catching up with me. The sky set out like a pathway. Which route we take as people drift into a dream world. I close my eyes as my hands shake, and when I see a new day, who's driving this anyway? I picture my own grave, cause fear's got a hold on me. Yes, this 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 fear's got a hold on me. Floating neither up or down, I wonder when I hit the ground. Will the earth beneath my body shake and cast your sleeping hearts away? Could it tremble stars from moonlit skies? Could it drag a tear from your cold eyes? I live on the right side, I sleep on the left. That's why everything has gotta be love or death. Yes, this fear's got a hold on me. 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 Yes, this fear's. We'll be right back.
'Cause I don't think it's a virtue, but you and I have come to our end. Believe me when I tell you that I never wanna see you again. And please can you stop calling, 'cause it's getting really boring, and I've told you I don't wanna be friends. Believe me when I tell you that I never wanna see you again. Confusing, it could be considered using when I call you up straight out of the blue. But I don't understand what else a girl in my position's to do. Now I know you feel betrayed, but it's been weeks since I got laid. This doesn't mean that I don't think you're a fool. But I don't understand what else a girl in my position's to do. Just makes it harder. rather ugly, cause I know that you still love me, and this isn't any kind of excuse. But I don't love you.
CITR 101.9 FM, you're listening to Saint-Tropez. I'm your host, Christine, and that was the lovely Miss Lily Allen. She's a bit of a guilty pleasure, because I know she's very pop, very top 40 pop, but I like her. She's one of the few sort of pop stars to come out of England these days who's kind of cheeky and kind of neat and kind of... an all-around pretty good entertainer, and I quite like her. And anyway, the album is called It's Not Me, It's You, and the track is called Never Gonna Happen. And me being the music nerd that I am, that's the first time I've heard that song, but it honestly, it really reminds me of this group that I recently discovered, an English group from the early 70s, and they're called Fox. And the singer of Fox was a woman named Nusha Fox. And they're really awesome. And I'm sure, I don't know if they were ever famous in England or if they charted much, but I got some of their stuff, which is very hard to find, and that song by Lily Allen really sounds like Fox, and I don't know if that's conscious, like if Fox was like a famous band in England in the 70s, and she wanted to kind of sound like that, or if it's just kind of an accident. But it's a good accident, because Nusha Fox is pretty amazing. She was actually a folk singer in the 60s, I guess, and then she joined this band, and she's actually Australian, but I guess she immigrated or something to England, and her backup band was English. But anyway, I could go on and on about Nusha Fox, and then everybody's going to be like, well, we want to hear Nusha Fox. So I'll play some Nusha Fox on my next show. I might have already played it on my show before. So anyway, that's why I particularly like that track. It's called Never Gonna Happen by Lily Allen. And a 2-minute little diatribe about that song by Lily Allen. Before that, we heard The Dears from Montreal, another Canadian band. Who I quite like, and that's an okay album. It's called Missiles. The track was called Money Babies. I prefer some of their earlier stuff, so if you've never really listened to The Dears, I would check out some more of their earlier CDs. It's really strange, but the singer sounds a lot like Damon Albarn from Blur, and it's kind of uncanny, really, but they don't... It's not like they're a Blur ripoff. They kind of do their own thing, and they're one of the better Canadian indie bands out there right now. Before that, we heard White Lies, an English band, with a track called Death, which, yeah, sounds kind of dark, but, you know, why not? So, yeah, I like a lot of these cute little post-punk wannabe bands coming out of England. It's cute because they're young and they listen to Joy Division records, and they think that they're being influenced by Joy Division and they're doing something new, and really it's not really new, especially to us old people who listen to the music the first time around. But it's nice to know that they're really inspired by it and it's coming back in fashion. Before that, we heard It Hugs Back, another English band from Kent. And they're actually signed to 4AD, and they're doing a bit of a shoegaze / indie Britpop sort of thing, and I'd like to explore their album some more as well. A lot of the stuff I'm playing today is from the station library, so it's all new to me, so it's been kind of fun. And that was a track called Unaware by It Hugs Back. And Well, I've just about chatted away the last bit of my show. I've got 3 minutes left, and then Queer FM is coming up at 6 with Heather, so stay tuned for that. I'm going to leave you with some good old-fashioned Belle and Sebastian, but this is from the BBC sessions, so these were sort of, I guess, live in the studio recordings of old tracks, and I haven't heard these recordings yet, so I'm curious about it. So I'm going to play a really old one, like Dylan in the Movies, from the If You're Feeling Sinister album, but this is the BBC session version. And I will be back in 2 weeks' time. I thank you for tuning in, and look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks. This is Belle and Sebastian with Like Dylan in the Movies from the BBC sessions.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Is kissing me like a long walk home when the music stops. Take a tip from me, don't go through the park. If you're on your own, it's a long walk home. If they follow you, don't look back. I'm Dylan in the Movies, on your own. If they follow you, not your money that they're after for you too. Pure easy listening, settle down on the pillow soft. When they've all gone home, you can concentrate on the one you love. You can concentrate, hey, now they're gone. The worry.